Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building an old-school DNB swing blueprint in Ableton Live 12, using macro controls in a really creative way. The idea is simple, but powerful. One bass sound, a few smart macros, and enough movement to make the loop feel alive without wrecking the low end. This kind of sound is perfect for a mid-bass hook under the drop, a call-and-response bass phrase, or even a transition texture that drives you into the next 8-bar section. And that matters, because old-school DNB only really works when the bass feels rhythmic, human, and slightly unpredictable, while still locking tightly with the kick and snare. So the goal here is not just delay for atmosphere. We are using filtered repeats, feedback, and macro movement to create swing, width, and motion, while keeping the sub clean and stable. That's the balance. That's the sauce. Start with a clean MIDI track and load operator or wave eatable. Keep the phrase simple, seriously simple. Think 2 bars, maybe 2 to 4 notes max. Root note, little answer note, back to root, leave space. Old school swing comes from phrase, shape and spacing, not from cramming in more notes. Keep the velocity fairly even for now. We're building movement with the sound design, not by making the MIDI messy. Now build the core tone. In operator, a saw or a square wave is a great starting point. In wave eatable, keep the source plain. Then add saturator after the instrument to roughen it up a little. A drive of around 2 to 6 dB is usually a good place to start. Follow that with EQ8 and trim any fizzy top end if needed, maybe above 8 to 12 kHz. If the sound gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. What to listen for here? Does the bass already have a clear note identity before you add effects? Can you hear the groove when the drum loop plays? If it feels too polite, add a touch more saturation before you add anything else. A little attitude goes a long way in DNB. Next, split the sound into 2 parts with an instrument rack. Make 1 chain for the low core, and 1 chain for the echo chamber layer. The low core stays simple and stable. That's your sub-foundation, your weight, your center. The echo chamber layer is where the fun happens. High pass that movement layer with EQ8, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the notes you're using. Why this works in DNB is because low end gets messy fast when you try to process everything the same way. If you separate the sub from the movement, you can make the upper layer wild, dirty, and animated, while the bottom stays clean and club ready. Now add echo on the movement layer. This is the heart of the lesson. Start by syncing the delay to the groove. Try 1/8 first, then test 1/8 dotted if you want that more classic rolling bounce, or try 1/16 if the drum pattern is already busy and you need a tighter chatter. Keep feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%, and dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. Filter the echo too. High pass the repeats around 150 to 300 Hz so they don't clutter the sub. If the tail is too bright, low pass it around 4 to 8 kHz. What to listen for? Do the repeats feel like they're answering the note in rhythm, or are they just filling space? Do they add bounce when the snare hits, or are they smearing the next bass note? That a slash beat choice between 1/8 dotted and 1/16 is important. Dotted gives you that looser, lazy, old-school swing. Straight 1/16 feels tighter and more mechanical, which can be better if the break is dense or the track leans darker and heavier. Both are useful. The right one depends on the groove. Now we make it performable. Put the whole thing inside an instrument rack and map your key controls to macros. Keep it practical. You do not need 10 macros. You need a few that actually change the feel of the phrase. A really usable setup is this. 1 macro for echo amount, 1 for swing or dangle, 1 for grime, 1 for darkness, and 1 for space. Echo amount can control the dry slash wet of the delay. Swing or dangle can move the delay timing between tighter and looser behavior. Grime can control saturator drive. Darkness can move the filter or high cut. Bass can control feedback. And here's the real reason macros matter in this style. DNB arrangements move fast. You need a way to turn a tight intro bass into a bigger drop bass, or a cleaner version into a nastier one, without rebuilding the whole patch every time. Name the macros clearly too, not macro 1. Call it dangle, call it grime, call it darkness. That makes the patch useful later, not just exciting now. Now shape the repeats so they feel vintage, not messy. You can place EQ before echo if you want the repeats to be clean and controlled. That means high passing the signal before it hits the delay, and maybe trimming a little mid-range cloud around 250 to 400 Hz. Or you can place EQ after echo if you want the repeats to feel thicker and more dubby, then trim the top with a low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That's another useful / B decision. Option A is cleaner and safer in the mix. Option B is moodier, darker, and more haunted. Neither is wrong. Pick the one that fits the track. And now, really important, add groove with the MIDI itself. Shorten some notes. Let one note punch. Let the next ring a little more, and leave a gap before the snare. If you want that classic old-school feel, tiny timing nudges can help too, just barely off the grid. Keep it subtle. The echo only becomes musical when the notes give it somewhere to live. What to listen for here? Does the tail breathe with the drums, or does it step on the backbeat? If the snare loses authority, shorten the notes or reduce feedback before you do anything else. That's usually the cleanest fix. Now we bring in automation. This is where the sound starts to feel like a real performance instead of a static loop. Over the first four bars, keep things tighter and darker. In bars 5 to 8, open the space a little. Maybe add a touch more grime on a phrase ending. By bars 9 to 12, you can push a little extra character. Then pull the echo back before the next section so the drop has contrast. This is how you create phrasing in DNB. The bass should feel like it's breathing with the break, not just looping endlessly. You want the listener to feel the movement across the 8-bar cycle. A good pro tip here is to treat the echo layer like a rhythm instrument, not an effect. If the repeats aren't helping the groove feel more played, they're probably just clutter. Another useful check is to mute the delayed layer for one bar and ask yourself, does this still feel like the same tune? If the answer is no, the layer may be too important and needs trimming. Once the movement feels right, consider freezing, flattening, or resampling the echo layer. This is a big move, but a smart one. It lets you chop the tails into musical shapes, create a pickup into the drop, or reverse one little repeat into a fill. It also helps you stop endlessly tweaking and start arranging. A really important checkpoint is mono. In DNB, the low core should stay centered and stable. The movement layer can be a bit wider, but the sub should never depend on stereo magic to exist. If the bass falls apart in mono, the foundation is too loose. Let's talk about the final feel. You now have two possible personalities for this patch. If you want more swing, use a longer delay time, a bit more feedback, and a little more note gap. That works beautifully for rollers and jungle influence tracks. If you want more pressure, shorten the delay, lower the feedback, and tighten the notes. That's better for darker, heavier dance floor energy where the punch matters more than the blur. That choice is huge. It can completely change the emotional shape of the track. If the patch still feels too clean, don't immediately throw more devices at it. First try shorter notes, fewer hits, or one strategically late note. Often that tiny musical change does more than another layer of distortion ever could. And if you want extra menace, automate a bit more grime only on the last note of a phrase. That gives you a nasty answer without making the whole loop dirty all the time. Why this works in DNB is because the bass line is not just a tone, it's part of the rhythm section. The kick, snare, break, and bass all need to speak to each other. The echo layer can create motion and personality, but the sub core has to stay disciplined enough to hold the floor. So here's the recap. Build the bass in two layers, a clean low core and a filtered echo movement layer. Keep the low end mono and stable. Use echo for swing, not just space. Map a few useful macros so the sound can evolve across sections. Shape the groove with note length, gaps, and timing. Always check it with drums in context. And when it works, commit it. Print it, bounce it, arrange it, and let it become a real part of the tune. Now for the practice move. Build one usable 2-bar old school DNB bass loop with only operator, echo, saturator, and EQ8. Keep it to 4 notes or less. Use exactly 3 macros, one for delay amount, one for darkness, and one for grit. Make sure the dry hit and the echo tail feel clearly different, and make sure the low end stays solid with the drum break running underneath. Then take it one step further if you're up for the homework challenge. Make 2 versions from the same pattern, one with more swing and space, and one that's tighter and heavier. Compare them in context. Compare them in mono. That's how you learn what the patch is really doing. Keep going. These small details are what make a DNB loop feel alive. And once you hear that bassline breathing with the break, you'll know you're in the pocket.